Gosh, isn't that irritating? I mean, here we are going along our merry little way, being good Catholics, and then Jesus throws something like this on us. It makes this whole Christian project pretty challenging. You know, perhaps hearing words like these from Jesus make us stiffen and grit our teeth. You know, like when someone scrapes their fingernails on a slate blackboard. Because such words like these offend our sensibilities. Perhaps because they simply don't seem to make any sense. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. How about this? Offer no resistance to one who is evil. That's really, really offensive to our sensibilities. And they don't seem to make sense. So what do we do with them? Well, there's a few coping devices or ways of handling this that people use. One is to say, well, you know, that's really nice, but Jesus was just an idealistic flower child who really didn't understand what it's like to live in a dangerous and violent world. I mean, Jesus didn't have to deal with crime in the streets. He didn't have to deal with radical Muslim fundamentalists or suicide bombers or anything like that. So he just is idealistic. So let's look at that. Jesus grew up in the region of Galilee, in the Holy Land and in Israel. And he preached these words from the Sermon on the Mount in the triangle of Capernaum, Bethsaida, and Chorazin on the Sea of Galilee. And that was an area where there was intense revolutionary ferment against the heavy and oppressive Roman occupation. From where Jesus was preaching, one could see with their eyes the heights of Gamla. Gamla was a mountain citadel of the Zealots. The Zealots, of course, as you know, were Jews who sought to undermine the Roman occupation through violent acts of terrorism. And when Jesus was preaching these words, one could likely hear, along the nearby Roman highway, the tramping of Roman foot soldiers. And one could hear at night the forging of weapons by the Zealots up on the heights of Gamla, the clanking of that forging. So maybe that doesn't work, that one, that Jesus was idealistic and didn't understand what it's like to live in a dangerous and violent world. So how about this? Jesus really didn't mean what he said. You know, he didn't really mean that. And so we take that approach, then what we do is we just water his words down and keep on watering them down until they become common sense, you know, which we have without Jesus, you know, common sense, which is what Paul calls that wisdom of the world, which is folly to God. Yes, we've just got to be honest as disciples of Jesus. We have to face his words squarely, even though they're irritating, even though they don't make sense, and we have to struggle with them. You see, Jesus wants his disciples, as we heard in the gospel, to be radically different from those who do not believe, to behave in a different way. Jesus says that if his disciples, if we're not any better than the nice guy who lives down the street, who may not even believe, loving those who love us, greeting our friends only, so what, Jesus says, so what, if that's all you are? Because Christianity isn't about being nice. The word nice is not even found in the Bible. Rather, Christians, followers of Jesus, are to act in an unexpected way so that even sometimes the worldly wise may consider them to be fools. Rather, Christians, followers of Jesus, are to be temples of the Holy God, as St. Paul was telling us, within whom the Spirit of God dwells, the God who is love. And so Christians, followers of Jesus, don't just react to their enemies in kind. They're not reactive. But rather they mindfully create positive energy in situations that are negative. Christians realize that that may be precisely why God puts them in such situations, to show a different way. Christians, followers of Jesus, are those who break the cycle of violence and refuse to support it or maintain it by their participation in it. It's a tough challenge. It goes against our instincts. It certainly goes against the wisdom of the world. But it's what we must do if we are going to be all that we can be, temples of the Spirit of God. Yes, Jesus knew what he was talking about. Yes, Jesus meant what he said. Yes, Jesus speaks with the authority of the Godhead. But the good news is that today we come and receive grace from this table to meet the challenge. Athletes meet the challenges that they face to be all that they can be. Certainly that is true also for the spiritual athletes who follow Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen.